You're listening to the Sabina Road Baptist Sermon Series. We hope this message greatly impacts your life. For more information on the mission and ministries of Sabina Road Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, visit us online at sabinaroad.org.
Luke 2:8-18 says, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them."
Hello. My name's Judah. I'm a shepherd from Bethlehem. I have an incredible story to share. See, I've been a shepherd for a long time. That wasn't always the case when this story began. See, my father is a shepherd. My brothers are shepherds, so it just made sense that I'd become a shepherd one day too. A shepherd's life isn't easy. It's full of back-breaking work with little pay and even less sleep. My day begins with separating the sheep from the fold. Now, from an outsider's perspective, this may look kind of difficult. There's a lot of different sheep and a lot of different shepherds, and the sheep are kind of look all the same. But my sheep know my voice, and they come when I call. So I begin my day as a shepherd by calling out the sheep. But as a shepherd, it's my responsibility to make sure that they have their nourishment as well. This isn't always easy, and Israel, which a lot of it is a desert, and so green grass and water are in short supply. As a shepherd, I make sure I lead my sheep to green pastures. I make sure that they lie down there until they're well fed. And then I'll lead them beside still water. You see, if you lead a sheep by fast-moving water, it kind of spooks them. And so you got to move them by slow, still water. Make sure that they drink deep. It seems like most of my time as a shepherd, I'm keeping the sheep from wandering off. When we're moving from one pasture to the next, I've got sheep going this direction and sheep going that direction, and it can be hard to keep track. So as a shepherd, I always have my shepherd's crook with me. So when a sheep starts to wander off, I can easily hook him and make sure that he stays in the fold. See, sheep by themselves don't do very well. They're sort of naturally defenseless creatures. And so wild animals seem to know this. And so as a shepherd, I don't want the sheep wandering off. So my responsibility is to keep them from wandering off, make sure they're nourished. But I also have the responsibility of protecting the sheep. And so I have my shepherd's staff with me, but I also have a rod. Now this rod is different. It's thick and it's heavy, and it's kind of particularly heavy on the top. And I've had to fend off all sorts of wild animals that were trying to attack my sheep. Us shepherds don't have very good reputations. We're known as liars and swindlers and thieves. In my day, a shepherd was considered so unreliable, he couldn't even be called on as a witness. So if I stood before a judge and I tried to tell my side of the story, legally, he didn't have to listen to a word that I said. I wish you could see the looks that people give me when I walk through town, like I'm some sort of a criminal. Now don't get me wrong, there was a lot of scoundrel, rotten shepherds. But I'm not one of them. My family's not one of them. We love the Lord God. We have served Him faithfully. We worship Him. And it always hurt us when people treated us in such a way. This wasn't always the case. Israel has a proud history of hero shepherds. You may not know. Now, as a young boy, this filled me with pride hearing these stories of these hero shepherds. I had always warmed my heart. You've heard of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The men that God used to start the Jewish nation, the patriarchs. They were shepherds. Just like me. Then there was Moses. Everybody's heard of Moses. He's really famous. God used him to help write the Torah. And God used him to help Israel escape Egypt. But before he did all that, God called Moses to the burning bush while he was tending his sheep. And then there was the great King David, our greatest king. He was from Bethlehem, my hometown, Bethlehem. I always liked to consider myself like a distant relation of him when I was a little boy. And David, while he was a shepherd boy, he defeated the monstrous heathen Goliath. And he did it with a shepherd's sling, no less. You know, being a shepherd isn't easy. Those stories helped when I was growing up. You know, the Bible even says that God Himself is our shepherd and we are His sheep. And if it's okay for God to be a shepherd, then I guess it's okay for me to be a shepherd as well. You know, people are a lot like sheep. They don't listen. They're prone to wander. And they need a lot of help. After spending a lot of time around sheep, I think they've helped me understand people a little better. I'd like to share my story of how God used an ordinary person like me in an extraordinary way. Now, I've seen some strange things in my time, but nothing prepared me for the story that I'm about to tell you about. My family and I were sitting around a fire on an open field, just like a normal night for us, and we were telling stories and admiring the holy city of Jerusalem. See, to the north of us was Jerusalem, and to the south of us was Bethlehem. And we were just a normal night watching this beautiful holy city. So you could see not just Jerusalem, but the temple in particular was on a mount, and it would be lit up with torches, so you could see it for miles away. And as an Israelite, this filled me with pride to know that the God of the universe, the God of the entire world, the sovereign Lord, allowed His presence to dwell in that temple, that He chose my people to be His people. It made me proud to know that people would come there and they would worship this one true God, and they would sacrifice to him. It made me proud. But it also made me sad. See, as a shepherd, I wasn't allowed inside the temple. I was ceremonially unclean. I spent a lot of time around dead animals and a lot of time around refuse. And so basically, I was too dirty to go and worship in the temple. So it made me proud, but it also made me sad. So there we were, minding our own business, telling stories, sitting around the fire, and out of nowhere, a being falls out of the sky. It was like staring into the sun. I've been afraid before. As a shepherd, I've fought off lions and bears and wild dogs and even thieves. But I've never been that scared before. I remember my knees were shaking. I was absolutely petrified. Every one of us fell down almost like we were dead. We were so scared. And then this preacher, which turns out to be an angel, tells us to fear not. Fear not. The nerve of that guy. To show up the way he showed up was absolutely terrifying. If he didn't want to scare us, he could have wrote us a nice letter or politely tapped us on the shoulder, but instead he comes like a lightning bolt from heaven and scared us half to death. Fear not. So after we had gathered ourselves and gained our composure, the angel told us that he had great news. That today, in Bethlehem, my Bethlehem, Christ the Lord had been born. It was unbelievable news. He said that he had been born in Bethlehem. You have to understand, as a shepherd, I wasn't very educated. I had heard about the prophecy in Micah said that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. I'd never heard. The angel continued. He said that we would find this holy babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Now, I'm no rabbi. That seemed like a strange place for the Messiah to be born. This had already been a pretty strange night. So we couldn't believe this news, and right when I thought things couldn't get any more unbelievable, multitudes of angels lit up the night sky. They began singing, no less. Thousands upon thousands of angels appeared. I'll never forget that music. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And they sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." We went from terrified to speechless to overjoyed. We began jumping and hugging and shouting with one another. It was the greatest news we had ever heard. We began to pack up our stuff and to go immediately to find this baby, this child. But we wonder, would anybody believe a shepherd? Would anybody believe our story? That angels had come from heaven and had spoken to us about this newborn Messiah. We weren't rich merchants. We weren't a royal family. But God chose ordinary people to share an extraordinary message. As shepherds, we know the barns of Bethlehem very well. We've spent time in all of them, and there's not very many in Bethlehem. It's a pretty small town. So we eventually came across the right one, and it was a cave being used as a barn. And so we walked in there, and we found exactly what the angel told us we would find. We found a man and a woman, newborn babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And we couldn't help ourselves. We fell down and we worshiped this newborn babe. You have to remember, we weren't allowed inside the temple. We were too dirty. And yet God had invited us to be here at the birth of His Son. We couldn't help ourselves. We fell down and worshiped this newborn King. So eventually, we told Mary and Joseph about our encounter with angels. They told us about theirs as well. They said that they had been betrothed to be married. And before they were actually married, an angel visited Mary herself and said that she was highly favored, that she was going to give birth to the Messiah. So then she told Joseph, who didn't believe her, and he was going to divorce her, but he was going to do it privately because he was a just man. But then an angel came and visited Joseph in a dream and said that everything that Mary was saying was the truth, and that you should marry her. So that's exactly what they did. They were faithful. I admired this young couple's courage. I admired them greatly. See, to be unwed and pregnant in our culture was not only scandalous, but it was dangerous. So I was very impressed by their faith. So we said our goodbyes and we left there praising God and glorifying His name, and we couldn't help but tell people. So we knocked on the doors of our families and friends and woke them up and told them that today that Christ the Lord, the Savior, had been born in Bethlehem, our hometown Bethlehem. We couldn't help but tell them this wonderful news. And then we went out in the streets and started telling strangers. You see, there was a census from Rome, and so there was people all over Bethlehem that weren't normally there. And we told them all this wonderful news. And we didn't care if anybody believed us. We didn't care about our reputations anymore. We had seen with our own eyes. We had touched with our own hands the Son of God. You know, as shepherds, we get sort of attached to our sheep. We spend a lot of time with them. They each have their own little personalities. We raise them from little lambs, so we know them well. Some are obedient and pretty easy to raise. Some are reckless, and you have to keep a sharp eye on them. Some are rebellious, and you have to lead them with a strong hand. But it always saddened me that many of these little sheep, these lambs, would be brought to the temple. They'd be sacrificed for my sins. Even though they had done nothing wrong, they would bleed, they would die for my sins. I didn't know what this little baby would do or become. You have to remember, I was very young at the time that Jesus came. I didn't know that this little lamb would become the Lion of Judah, would one day rule the nations. I didn't know that He would become the Good Shepherd who would lay down His life for the sheep. You see, the prophet Isaiah said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone from his own way. The Lord has laid on him," talking about Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." I didn't know that Jesus would become a perfect sacrifice, but forever make me right with God. Even though he had done nothing wrong, even though he was completely innocent, one who knew no sin, he would bleed, he would die for a people who did no sin. It truly is the greatest story ever told. And I'm glad that I got to be part of it. I've been sharing the message of the Messiah ever since that night. You should too. Shalom.